All right, this is Matthew Glanfield, and this is our BBO Traffic Series call all about Google AdWords. And so we're going to be discussing Google AdWords today and how you can use it to drive traffic to your website quickly and effectively. And we're also going to talk about conversion tactics for making sure that Google AdWords actually does get you profits rather than just costing you money. Most of the traffic methods like JV Partners, we don't have to worry as much about conversion because, well, they usually convert pretty well. But AdWords is only a viable source of traffic if it converts well, as is any paid traffic method. So this is a paid traffic method. This is not a free traffic method. But if you use it properly, it can still be a profitable method. So just before we get started, though, I have to give a caution about AdWords. It is positioned as a very easy advertising system. Google is very good at making user-friendly interfaces and making products that are really useful to businesses, and I have to give them hats off to that. However, what they don't really tell you is it's not very easy to make sure that it's profitable. So AdWords can quickly become a money sucker. That's basically what it is. It can become a profit drainer, and it can take all the money that you were willing to put into your business really quickly, in a matter of days, if you are not careful in how you set your budgets and everything. In fact, it took me a long time to actually be able to use AdWords effectively. At first, I thought it was just as easy as throwing up an ad and throwing in a million keywords, and, you know, I would be able to make money. But I found quickly that conversion rates were low or non-existent, click-through rates were really bad, the cost per clicks got really high, and as time went on, Google changed some of their rules. Like, you heard about the Google Slap, we'll be talking about that, where apparently they really hated squeeze pages, although that's not completely true, and we're going to talk about that in this call today. All sorts of things happened that made it harder and harder, which is great because that knocks out more and more of your competition and allows you more room if you put in the time. So the very first thing I have to give you caution about is that you have to be careful because it can cost a lot of money before you get it right. However, having said that, you can, with proper teaching, get a head start, but be prepared to not have it be profitable at first because you're going to be tweaking things and testing things and trying to get it to be profitable. But once it is, it's like clockwork. Also, Google AdWords is not for those with poor conversions. If you are running a squeeze page and you have JV Partners and you're getting a 10% click or conversion rate on your squeeze page, don't use AdWords. AdWords will have a lower conversion rate typically than JV Partners or other high-quality traffic. AdWords is good quality traffic, but it's not the best quality traffic because people on Google aren't necessarily looking to purchase something. In fact, most of the time, they aren't looking to purchase something. So keep that in mind, that even though somebody does click on your ad and does fill out your squeeze page, it doesn't mean that they're going to become a buyer. So keep that in mind, that you need to have a good conversion rate before you really want to start using AdWords. However, once again, having said that, AdWords is a great way to test your conversion rates. So that might seem a little backwards. I just told you that you need to have good conversion rates before using AdWords, but a lot of people don't have conversion data because they just started their website, so they don't have a lot of traffic to go by. So if you're willing to spend a few hundred dollars, you can use AdWords to send traffic and to test that conversion rate. Because since it's not as high quality as JV traffic, it will truly test your landing pages and your squeeze pages and your sales pages, make sure that they can at least convert minimally with AdWords traffic. So it's a great way to get quick traffic. In fact, if you open up a new AdWords account, you can have traffic to your website within 15 minutes, typically, give or take a little bit of time, depending on the keywords that you choose, of course. But within a day, you'll have traffic to your website, and you'll be able to see how that traffic is converting. So going back to the caution, remember that it does easily suck the profits and money out of your business, and it's not really good for those with poor conversion rates. So if you know you have bad conversions, then don't use AdWords. If you don't know what your conversion rates are, AdWords is a great way to drive some initial traffic to your website to test it out. Another little caution, or at least a notice, like something that you need to take note on, is that AdWords requires more time and effort than you might think. A lot of people tout AdWords as the quickest and most effective way to get traffic to your website. They'll say, you know, just throw it up and you get traffic within 15 minutes, just like what I said right now. But that doesn't mean it's good traffic, and it doesn't mean it's converting traffic, and it doesn't mean that it's traffic that's going to make you money. So there's a lot more time that you have to put into this. It's not as simple as putting up a campaign with a few thousand keywords and watching the money come in. It's a lot of time and effort. And that was the shift that I had to make before it started being effective for me. I had to shift myself from thinking, I just want to be able to set up an AdWords campaign within 10 minutes and then sit back and watch all the traffic come in and maybe make a couple tweaks every week that take me 5 minutes each. That's not the case. If you really want to use it effectively, it's going to take quite a bit of your time to write good ads, to tweak things, to find negative keywords, to find good keywords, to test out more ads, and to really to modify your landing pages and your squeeze pages, to tweak things, and to make it so that it works. So there's a lot of time and effort that is actually required. So don't look at this as a quick fix. Don't think to yourself, oh, JV Partner sounds too hard. AdWords sounds really easy. It's actually not as easy as you might think. It is simple. The concepts that I'm going to teach you today, you probably won't take very long to master, but there's still things that take a lot of time that require a lot more patience because it rarely works on the first try. In fact, most of my clients who use AdWords didn't become profitable in the first try. It took a few calls with me, and I went over their accounts with them and said, well, try this, try that, you know, change these keywords, try a couple different ads. And after a bit of work, usually a couple weeks or maybe up to a month of different things that they're trying out, finally becomes profitable. But once it becomes profitable, it will continue to be profitable for quite some time because you'll notice a very consistent amount of traffic that comes. You can almost predict how much traffic comes from it on a daily basis, and you can almost predict to the sale how many sales you'll make from that traffic or how many conversions or how many signups or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve you will make from the AdWords traffic. It's very mathematical and it's very statistical once you get it working. So that's a great advantage of AdWords, is that those who do spend the time and effort on it really get rewarded in the end, which is the case for pretty much all of our traffic methods. Those who spend the time on it and spend their time really trying to test and tweak things benefit in the long run over those who just jump from method to method and who just look for a quick fix and who are looking for the best way to get traffic without wanting to put any time or effort into it. And that's just not going to happen. If you really want to put zero time and effort into it, then hire somebody else to do it for you and spend a few thousand dollars on a specialist so that, and then a few more thousand dollars on your actual advertising. If you have the money to do that and you really don't want to put the time and effort into it, then just pass the recording of this call over to them and let them work on it, or hire somebody who already has a good track record with AdWords. So this is not for those who want a quick fix. In fact, pretty much all the traffic methods that I'll be sharing with you are not quick fixes, because there's really no such thing. If a traffic method is a quick fix, everybody will eventually find out about it, and it will become very ineffective. Whereas those methods that stay effective are those that aren't quick fixes, that require a bit of work, and that require a bit of effort, or sometimes even more time and effort. So I'm not trying to discourage you from using AdWords. I just want you to go into it with the right mindset so that when things happen and when things aren't perfect, that you'll be prepared for that and you'll be prepared to make changes rather than getting discouraged, rather than launching your first campaign thinking you're going to become a millionaire because of it and then looking at it a couple days later and saying, why am I not making any sales, getting discouraged, dropping it, and moving on to maybe another traffic method that I teach you or somebody else teaches you. I'd rather you not do that. I'd rather you stick to it and make it work. And so that's one reason that I'm successful, is because I'm able to continue trying the thing over and over again until I can get it to work, or until I realize that I've tried it enough and that it's not going to work for me. So there's the caution. It'll easily drain your money. Not really good for, if you know you have poor conversion rates, fix that before using AdWords and be prepared to have a bit of patience and to put in more time and effort than you might think or others may tell you with your AdWords traffic campaigns. But really, having said that, it's a great way to get traffic, and it's a great way to test your conversion rates if you have never gotten traffic to your website. And it's, like I said, once it's working, it continues to work. So that's the preamble before we really get into how to use Google AdWords effectively. So if you're ready for all of that, if you're ready, if you have the right mindset, let's continue. And let's jump right into exactly what you want to do. The first thing that you need to do, and this goes for almost any traffic method, but especially for ones that are paid traffic methods and those that you pay per visitor, is you need to know your metrics. And what I mean by that, we've talked about this in the past, but I want to reemphasize it just because it's especially important for AdWords. First off, you need to know your customer value. And we'll look at two different customer values. The one is most likely the one that you're going to know the most, and the other one's a little harder. The one that's easiest to figure out is your immediate customer value. And the calculation for this is quite simple. First, you take your average profit per sale. And if you just sell one thing, then it's really easy. It's just the profit you make from a sale of that product. Let's take the example of a $50 ebook, like removing PayPal fees and things like that. So you make $50 profit from it. If you sell multiple products, and maybe it averages to $50 depending on because of what people buy. So you make $50 per purchase. Let's say you have a 1% conversion rate, meaning one out of every 100 people who visit your website from a good quality traffic source will purchase your ebook. So for every 100 visitors, you make $50. This is hopefully starting to sound familiar, or is very familiar, or is just review, because this is the essentials for conversion and for traffic. So we have 100 visitors, and you've made $50. So what was your customer value? What was your visitor value? Your customer value is just $50, obviously. But your visitor value is 50 cents. Because it's $50 divided by 100 visitors. So that would be 50 cents. Doesn't sound like very much. It's not too bad. It's a little low, but it's a good start. 50 cents per visitor. So for every visitor you got to your website, you made on average 50 cents. For every customer, you made on average $50. So your immediate customer value is $50, and your average visitor value within 24 hours is also $50. Lifetime customer value is a little harder to calculate because you have to have a good 6 months to a year at least of data. So if you see that on average, once you acquire a customer, he spends, maybe he buys your $50 ebook and then he buys your $500 course later on. And on average, 10% buy the $500 course. So for every 10 customers, you sell obviously 10 $50 ebooks. That's $500 right there. And then one of those will also buy the $500 training course. So that's $1,000 in total. Divide that by the 10 customers, and you have $100 customer value. If I just lost you there in a mathematical equation, I'll go over it again. Okay, so you basically look at how much your customers spend on average. So for every, if you get 10 customers, you've already made your first sale. Your immediate customer value is easy. It's just the $50. That's immediately how much the customer is worth. But if you know within a year that typically 1 out of 10 of those customers, those who have bought the $50 ebook, purchase your $500 course, then you divide the 500 by 10, and you make an extra $50 per customer. So really, if you know those numbers, that becomes much more powerful because you realize that once you acquire a customer, in the long run, you're not just going to make 50 cents per customer, you're going to make a dollar per customer because they're buying more later on. And so what that means is you can actually afford to lose a bit of money in the short run. If I told you that within a year, you'll make a dollar per visitor, okay, but only 50 cents right away, so you only make $50 right away, but then later on, you'll on average make $100 per customer, then you should be willing to spend even more than what you make immediately. Instead of spending $50 to get one customer, you could spend $80. Sure, you'll lose $30 right away, but in the long run, you'll make $20. And if you just continue doing that, in the long run, your company will grow and grow because you'll always have those profits coming in. However, lifetime customer value is pretty hard to calculate. Like I said, you have to have a good year's worth of data, and then you have to know how to compile that. So let's forget about lifetime customer value because it's a little confusing, and it's not easy to measure. Let's look at immediate customer value. Let's just try to be profitable or at least break even immediately with our customers, because we know if we can at least break even, we can make money in the long run because there'll be customers, they'll be on our list, we'll be able to sell other stuff to them, and somebody's destined to buy something else from us other than the first product. So if we at least break even, then we're doing well. So that's the first metric you need to know. What is your average visitor value? And all you do is you take the average customer value and divide it by the number of visitors it takes to make one sale. The other metric you need to know is your cost per conversion. This is something you're going to have to look at once you start getting traffic. A cost per conversion, you can look at it this way. If I'm spending 50 cents per click to my website from Google AdWords, because that's how they work per click, and it takes, and I get a 1% conversion rate through Google AdWords, meaning out of every 100 people that come from Google AdWords to my website, I make one sale. How much does it cost to get that one sale? Well, 50 cents per click. It took 100 clicks to make one sale, so 50 cents times 100 clicks is $50. So it costs me $50 of Google AdWords advertising to make one sale. And the best way to do that, there's a couple ways. You can, with Google AdWords, they have conversion tracking, something you can just copy and paste onto your thank you page after the person's made the purchase, and they can track that for you. Even better, install Google Analytics on your website, and it'll automatically track everything for you. In fact, if you're serious about using AdWords, you must install Google Analytics on your website, because it'll allow you to track everything down to the specific keyword. Tell you this keyword's making you money, this keyword's losing you money. So not even just an ad or just Google AdWords is making you money, but they can tell you exactly which keywords are making you money, which ones are losing you money, which ones are breaking even. And so you can figure out exactly which ones to delete and allowing you to make even more money and allowing you to use Google AdWords very effectively. So install Google Analytics on your website. I'm not going to go through how to do that in this teleseminar because it's a completely different topic. But if you go to google.com/analytics, that's A-N-A-L-Y-T-I-C-S, then you'll be able to get it for free. Google Analytics is free. It's a very, very powerful tracking software. Like we talked in the introductory call about using Google Analytics or using AdTracks. Well, over the past few weeks, I've been using Google Analytics even more, and I suggest that you use it and you forget about AdTracks. You forget about any other tracking software, unless it can do even more than Google Analytics, which there aren't very many out there that can. So install Google Analytics on your site so it can tell you how much it costs for each sale that you make. And you can even tell Analytics how much a sale is worth, and they can immediately calculate which keywords are doing well for you and which ones aren't. So hopefully that wasn't too technical. Install Google Analytics on your website, and that way you can figure out exactly what is making you money and what isn't, and allows you to really make sure that Google AdWords is effective for you, and that you can then tweak it and make a lot of money from it. So putting that all aside, let's say that you want to do Google AdWords, but you don't know where to start. Or you've done it before, and you've had false starts, and you've not made any money. You just don't know why. Well, let's start over from scratch again. And I'm not going to give you a tutorial on how to set up an AdWords campaign. That's pretty straightforward. Just log into google.com/AdWords or adwords.google.com, I think it is. I have it bookmarked now, so I don't even remember which one it is. And log in. And when you go to sign up, if you sign up for a new account, it walks you through how to set up a campaign. And if you already have an account, you just go to add a new campaign, and it walks you through all the steps. So all that's pretty easy to set up. But I will tell you a bit about campaign settings and what you want. So it's easy to set up, so we're not going to go through the steps here. But the very first step is actually before you even look at Google AdWords. The very first step is to optimize your landing page. And this is important. This is not one of those, oh, you need to know your metrics in order to be able to use traffic. It's not one of those general things. This is extremely important for Google AdWords. And the main reason for that is because they have what's called a page quality score, a landing page quality score, that they use to judge how much they're going to charge you per click. Now, you set your cost per click, but if they don't like your landing page, you can get what's called the Google slap, where all of a sudden they want you to pay $10 per click in order to even advertise with them. And anything less than that, they won't even show your ads because they don't like your landing page. They don't like your squeeze page, or they don't like your sales page. Now, let me just explain the Google slap in some detail, that you know how to avoid it, because this is different. A squeeze page typically shouldn't have anything else on it except the opt-in, you know, where they sign in their name and their email address. And a sales page really shouldn't have anything else on it except maybe an opt-in, but most importantly, obviously the button to go and make a purchase. And an e-commerce site shouldn't really have much more than ways to get to the products and to make the purchases. You don't want all this other stuff going off-site. But here's the problem. This particularly applies to squeeze pages and sometimes to sales pages, but it can apply to other landing pages as well. And the definition of a landing page, just so you know, is the page that the user lands on when they click on an ad. It doesn't have to be your home page. It could be anything. You can tell Google to send traffic to a subdomain or to another page other than the home page. In fact, you should, which we'll talk about soon. Now, here's the problem. Especially when it comes to squeeze pages, Google doesn't like it when we limit the user to what they can do. They want to give the user a really, really good experience. Their goal even if they don't always do it properly, is to make sure that when people click on Google AdWords, that they get a good experience. Why? So that they continue to click on Google AdWords. That is their focus. That's their concern, is that they want to make sure that people don't get blind to their ads, that they don't stop clicking on their ads, because every time they click on an ad, they don't get what they're looking for. Because users, when they're at a search engine, are looking for something. And they like a search engine that can give them what they're looking for. And Google has become very good at that, and they want to continue to be good at that. So when they evaluate a landing page, and they actually do manually evaluate every single AdWords campaign that gets put out, they'll go and they'll quickly take a look at the keywords, and they'll look at your landing page, and they'll give it a quality score. They want to make sure that the user has a good experience. And they don't consider a squeeze page in its most base form to be a good experience. They don't like it where you tell the user, I got some information for you, but before, and I'm going to give it to you for free, but before I give it to you, you have to give me your name and email address. Because Google doesn't really count that as being free, and truly it isn't. It's not really free. It costs them a bit of their privacy. It costs them their name and their email address so that you can start sending them solicited emails about whatever it is you're trying to sell. And Google doesn't look at that as being the best thing. They would rather the user be able to bypass a squeeze page or to click on some link and to go somewhere else. Another problem is the keywords on the page don't usually match with the keywords in the ad. For example, if you have a squeeze page and you're selling a business opportunity and your headline says something along the lines of, learn how to use Google AdWords and affiliate marketing to make a lot of money. Fill out your name and email address to get this free report. And then you go and you bid on the keyword business opportunity, which, by the way, is not a good keyword to bid on. There's tons of competition on that, and it's very hard to make any money from it. But anyway, you bid on the keyword business opportunity. So the AdWords specialist team comes in, and they look, and they say, okay, he's bidding on the keyword business opportunity. Let's see where it goes. Okay, it comes to the squeeze page. I don't see the word business opportunity anywhere on the squeeze page. I do, you know, they might look at it and say, okay, this looks like a business opportunity. But still, I don't see the keyword that he's bidding for on the squeeze page. And so they might give you a lower score. And the lower your score, the more you have to pay per click, and the lower your positioning will be on the sidebar where all the AdWords are. And so the less exposure you get and the less clicks you get and the more money you spend, which is just overall it's really bad. So that's another problem, that the keywords on the page don't usually match with the keywords in the ad. Another problem with a squeeze page to them is that there's not much of a privacy policy. Now, the privacy policy usually includes, we won't spam you, we promise, or we hate spam as much as you. And that's what I usually put in my squeeze pages, because that's all that's necessary. But to Google, the privacy policy is a little too short, and they don't like that. They would rather have a more extensive and a fully written privacy policy, which, of course, would be ridiculous on a squeeze page, unless you're doing some investment things where you're required by law to have a full disclaimer and privacy policy right there on your squeeze page. And the last thing that's a problem to them is they want to make sure that a good experience includes a professional look. And while, in my opinion, squeeze pages do have a professional look even without any graphics, a simple landing page doesn't always look professional enough to Google, so they might give it a lower quality score. So all these things work against you, and even if you write great ads and you bid on great keywords and you do everything right, if you have all these problems, Google is not going to allow you to advertise. They're going to say, you know what, we don't like the quality of your landing page, so you have two options. Improve the quality of your landing page or pay $10 per click. That's usually the number. Sometimes it's higher. Pay $10 per click, and obviously $10 per click is not going to work in most markets. There's very few markets where you can pay that much and actually pull a profit from it. So that is the main problem, is that Google doesn't like those pages. And, of course, I'm a strong advocate for squeeze pages. I've used them a lot in my business quite effectively and built large lists because of them. And so it would be pretty bad if we had to stop using them just because Google said we don't like squeeze pages. Because they never actually said we don't like squeeze pages. They just are mentioning these things that they don't like about squeeze pages. And so, of course, with every problem, there's always solutions. And in this case, the solutions are pretty easy to do. So the first thing you want to do is create a separate, let's say you're using squeeze pages. If you're on an e-commerce site or it's a sales page, you might not even run into these problems. But you should consider what I'm about to say anyway, because it'll increase the effectiveness of your Google AdWords campaigns regardless. The first thing you want to do is you don't want to mess up the squeeze page that you already have running for your other traffic, as adding links and adding larger privacy policies and changing keywords might actually lower your conversion rates overall with your other traffic sources, such as JV Partners. So you want to create a new squeeze page for your Google AdWords traffic. You can just duplicate the one that you already have and then make the changes that I'm about to say. The first change that you want to make is you want to add an external link, not a link to another website, but to another web page. And now that's contrary to what squeeze pages normally do. And so I'm going to give you a good solution in a minute that won't really cause any problems. The link can open in a new window, so you don't have to navigate them away from the squeeze page. The next thing you want to do, and this will, I'm going to get back to the first one in a second, is you need to include a better privacy policy. In fact, a full, you know, 5-page privacy policy or whatever it happens to be on your website is actually what Google would love to see. Obviously, you don't want to include that on your squeeze page. So what you can do is you can kill two birds with one stone. Link to your better privacy policy. And the link text should say, we are concerned about your privacy, or we respect your privacy. Click here to learn more about our privacy policy. And that's all in one big link. And it opens in a new window. So when they click it, it opens a new window. It gives them a big, ugly privacy policy, which Google will love because it's very specific, making them not want to read it. And the privacy policy shouldn't have links anywhere else. It should just be a privacy policy. That's really it. You can format it to have your logo at the top, whatever, make it look professional, but don't have any links. So they don't have anywhere else to go with that privacy policy. So all they'll do is they'll close the privacy policy, and they'll end up right back on your squeeze page. So for those that actually click on it, you won't lose them. The other thing that you want to do is you want to create separate squeeze pages or landing pages. We're not just talking about squeeze pages here. We're talking about landing pages, so anything, for each group of ads that you're running. And we're going to talk about focusing ad groups around core keywords. And what you're going to do is you're going to create a landing page for those core keywords. So let's go back to that business opportunity example. Let's say that you're bidding on the keyword business opportunity in a few variations. So business opportunity, business opportunities, biz op, biz ops, you know, just things like that where you're trying different things. Well, your landing page should then have the word business opportunity on it. Maybe in the subheadline right above it should say, looking for a good business opportunity? Look no further. And then here's the headline again. Use affiliate marketing and Google AdWords to make money online. Simple tweak like that will increase the page score for the specific keyword and will also increase your conversion. Because if somebody typed in business opportunity and then they see an ad that says, looking for a business opportunity, click here, and then they click that, and then they come to a landing page that has the word business opportunity on it, it all flows very nicely to them and will help to increase your conversion rates. So this will help in the long run anyways, and it's something that you should consider doing for all of your paid traffic, is when you send people, make sure that whatever the ad is that they clicked on, make the landing page correspond directly with the ad. So there's a lot of congruency. That's one problem that a lot of people have is people, they put up an advertisement and then people click on it and it goes to a generic landing page. And so there's a bit of disconnect there and it kind of throws the visitor off and it increases the bounce rate and it decreases the conversion rate. Also, adding a simple graphic such as a picture of maybe you yourself or something to do with what you're talking about or the ebook or the report that you're giving away or an audio or a short video, a 30-second video, will usually increase page quality as well. Now, all these things aren't guaranteed to increase page quality. But by doing these things, I found that any clients that I've had that, who have had problems with this, the problems disappeared once they followed these steps. This doesn't just apply for squeeze pages. While you might not get a low page quality rank on your e-commerce site for sending them to the home page, if you're bidding on something that has to do with one of your subcategories, send them to that subcategory, or even better, create a specific landing page that talks about why they want to buy from you, all about that subcategory, and then give them links to featured products and send them to specific categories where they have to do exactly what they're looking for. That's the best solution, and obviously takes the most time, which is the best way to make money with Google AdWords. So that's all about the Google Slap. and how you can prevent it, for one thing, and how you can use it to your advantage to actually increase your conversion rates. It's kind of good that Google did this because it forced people to really look at it rather than just doing everything generically. It was a bit of a pain for those who already had things set up and they were already making the money, and all of a sudden it stopped making the money because Google implemented these new rules, this new system. But it's always for the better when they make these changes, because it allows you to adjust while other people will just abandon it. So it allows you to step in and replace a lot of your competition who no longer want to do that because of these problems, because they've become complacent and they're not willing to put in the time. Okay, so having said that, let's say your landing page is created, it's optimized, and it's ready to go. Let's talk about your actual AdWords campaign. Now, before we do that, one more thing right before that, and then we'll get to it, is you have to think about what your goal is. This is really quick, so just write this down. Here is your goal. You want a high click-through rate, a low cost per click, a high conversion rate. Those are the three things. Let's say those again. You want a high click-through rate. Click-through rate is the rate of which people click at your ads. You want a nice high percentage. Typical is 0.5%, but a high click-through rate would be 3 to 5%, and that is very achievable if you do what I'm going to explain to you. But if you only get 1%, you're doing all right. So, but it really depends on your market, too. So you aim for a 1% and then really work for 3 to 5%. You want a low cost per click. Now, what the cost per click you want is depends on your market. I can't tell you a good cost per click. Well, a good cost per click would be 1 cent if you could actually get traffic from that, but most of the time you'll have to spend more than that. And once again, the amount that you can afford to spend, just like we said before, if your visitor value is 50 cents, then you can spend up to and including 50 cents per click. If your visitor value is $2, you can afford to spend up to and including $2 per click. If your visitor value is only 10 cents, you need to work on your conversion rates and get it up. However, you could afford to spend up to 10 cents. So kind of see where your metrics come in here. And you want a low cost per click, which you have some control over, and you have even more ways to control, because the one way that Google will charge you, if you set your cost per click to 50 cents, that doesn't mean Google's going to charge you 50 cents. It means that they're going to charge you up to 50 cents. However, they have a nice way of rewarding advertisers who write good ads and give their customers what they want. If there's two competitors, let's say you have only two people who have ads for a specific keyword. It's you and one of your competitors. Your competitor is spending $1 per click, and you're spending 50 cents per click. Now, I don't know the exact numbers that Google uses. They don't really tell anybody, so I'm just going to use this as an example. Let's say their ad really sucks. So they only get a 0.1% click-through rate. It means out of every 1,000 times their ad is shown, only one person clicks on it. You work really hard, and you do everything I'm going to explain to you, using really good keywords and using really good negative keywords, and you manage to obtain a good 2%, a nice healthy 2% click-through rate. Well, what's going to happen is not only will Google charge you less than 50 cents, you might actually start to see that you're only paying 30 cents or maybe even 25 cents per click. They'll bump you to the number one position above the person who's paying $1 per click, and they'll still charge that other person more. So you'll be in a higher position, even though you're paying less per click, and you're paying less than you even told Google that you were willing to pay. Because look at it from Google's point of view. Would they rather have somebody paying $1, getting a 0.1% conversion rate? Or would they rather have somebody paying 30 cents and getting a 2% conversion rate? Think about that, what that means for them. With the $1 one, with a 0.1%, for every 1,000 impressions, or every 1,000 views, they get one click, so they make $1. That's all they make from that advertiser. But for you, for every 1,000 impressions, you're getting 2%, which means you're going to get 20 clicks. And 20 clicks at 30 cents a click works up to $6. And for them, even though you're paying less per click, you're getting way more clicks, and maybe your landing page is even better, so you're getting a higher landing page quality score. And so it's more profitable for them to have your ad get clicked rather than this other guy's. So what are they going to do? Well, they're going to stick your ad at the top. They don't care that the other guy's paying $1 per click, because he doesn't get very much money for them. He'd have to increase, theoretically, he'd have to increase his cost per click to like $6 or $7 in order to compete with you and get in the top position. Now, in the first and second position, it's not such a big deal. But in most markets, you'll find that you're competing against 20, 30, 40 different advertisers, and sometimes even more. And that when you first start out putting your average cost per click in there, it might only start you in position number 10. So you're not even on the first page, which is fine. You'll still get clicks. But if your ad has a really high click-through rate and you have a really good landing page conversion rate, you'll notice that your position will start to get better while your cost per click remains the same or gets even lower, which gets you more clicks, which costs you less money. So hopefully you can see the advantage here. You want to work with Google. You want to make sure that you make them as much money as possible by having an ad that gets a high click-through rate. And they will reward you by getting you more traffic, by placing your ad higher in the stream, and by charging you less per click because they want to keep you as a customer. They want to make sure that you're able to continue to afford to leave that ad there because they make a lot more money with it than this other guy, your competitors who just have these typical ads that barely get any clicks and get people upset because the landing pages are not any good. So keep that in mind. Everything we're doing, we're trying to maximize our click-through rate, minimize our cost per click, and obviously maximize our conversion rate, which we've already talked about. So here's what you do for the actual ad. You want to start simple. A lot of people get elaborate, choose 2,000 keywords, and start working with that. You don't want to do that. Just start very simple. The first place you want to start is with the keyword tool. And hopefully you're familiar with this tool by now. If you're not, that's okay. You can find the AdWords keyword tool, whether you are an AdWords member or not, by going to Google and searching for keyword tool. It'll usually be the number one position. In fact, for the past few months, I keep forgetting to bookmark it. In fact, I just never bookmark it. And I just go to Google, type in keyword tool, and it's the number one result is the Google's keyword tool. And I'm assuming it's going to continue to be that way because, well, Google is the owner of it, and it's also their search engine. So I'm not sure if they're tweaking anything or if it's actually because that is the best result for them. It doesn't really matter. It's number one position. Then you can bookmark it. If you really want to know the URL, it's adwords.google.com/select/keyword-tool-external. Obviously, that's not going to be easy to remember. Just go to Google, type in keyword tool. Number one result is their external keyword tool for AdWords. Very easy to use. You just type in keywords, and it gives you all sorts of variations, gives you some basic statistics about how well it's searched for and what kind of competition is out there. Ignore the competition. Who cares? What you want to look at is search volume. So what we're going to do is you're going to choose a core keyword. Think about what your website is about. Just the very basics of it. If you sell pet food, then your core keyword would be pet food. Even if you only sell a specific brand, if you sell Purina pet food, your core keyword does not have to be Purina pet food. It should just be pet food. If people are looking for pet food, then you want them to find your site. Okay, so you want to take a core keyword, and then you want to create a bunch of variations on it. So variations of pet food could be cat food, dog food, and maybe whatever kind of, if you sell, maybe the brand of pet food that you sell is also rabbit food, this food, that food, gerbil food, whatever. Think about, and other variations could be plural. And in the case of pet food, it wouldn't really work so well, but you could throw in pet foods. Who knows, maybe people misspell it. And that's another variation. It could be misspells, or when people misspell the word, in which, in the case of pet food, might be a little hard. But if you have more complex words like affiliate, there's all sorts of misspellings for that. Affiliate with an extra I or with one less F. So you're just going to take a core keyword and make a bunch of variations on it. And in fact, even the example of pet food, of cat food and dog food, you might not even want to consider those because somebody searching for cat food, they're being more specific. So let's just look at variations of the core keyword without changing what it's really about, without getting more specific. So think of plurals, think of synonyms, and think of ways that people might misspell it. You're going to try to make 10 to 15, maybe 20 variations, but you know it doesn't need to be more than that. 10 to 15 is fine. Even if all you come up with is 10, that's okay. Then what you're going to do is you're going to start an AdWords campaign, and the very first part, or one of the first steps in an AdWords campaign, is to create the actual ad text. So what you want to do is you want to create an ad that will include the core keyword. So if the core keyword is pet food, then Maybe your ad will say discount pet food or cheap pet food or healthy pet food or whatever it might be. But you want to include it. And even if you can include it twice, if it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, don't include it twice. The reason you want to include it is because if you haven't noticed, when people type in keywords, when you go into Google and type in keywords and there's ads shown on the side, the keywords that you typed in are highlighted in those ads. So the ads that have the keywords stand out more. The ones that don't stand out. So you get a higher cost or a higher click-through rate by including the keywords in the ads. Now, obviously, you're not going to be able to include all the variations, especially if it's misspelling or if it's plurals or things like that. Just include the core keyword, and that'll be fine. And then write your ad. And once you set up your campaign, you're also going to write two variations to it. You can't do that right away. Right away, you're just going to create the one ad, but then you're going to add two variations. So you're going to have three ads which will be rotating so that you can test to see which one does the best. The next thing is you need to research as many negative keywords as you can. Now, this will be done after you set up your campaign. So as you're setting up your campaign, when you put in the keywords, you're just going to stick in those core keywords. You're just going to use broad match, which just means you just put them in there. Don't use quotations. Don't use the square brackets. Just put them in there as broad match. And what that means is when somebody searches, they don't have to search specifically for that keyword. They just have to search for something that contains that keyword. So if they're looking for cheap pet food or healthy pet food, it'll show up because you're bidding on pet food. So you're just using broad match. If you want to, you can include broad match, exact match, and what's the other one? Phrase match or something like that. So you can duplicate the keywords, put quotes around them, duplicate them again, put square brackets around them. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. Just stick the keywords in there as a broad match. That's all you really need to do. So then you've created the campaign. Now what you want to do is you want to add negative keywords. And what negative keywords are, just briefly, hopefully you already understand the basic ideas of this, but if you don't, a negative keyword basically tells Google, don't show my ad if they search for this. So if you sell expensive pet food, for example, and it's expensive because, you know, there's been all this recent scares with the dog food and cat food, and so yours is more expensive because it guarantees not to have any of these problems. And so people are willing to spend more money to guarantee that. Then you don't want people to find your website when they type in cheap pet food. Because obviously they're going to arrive on your website and they're going to see it's more expensive and they're going to leave. And you've paid for a visitor for no reason whatsoever. Or they see the ad and your ad clearly tells them that they don't want it, so they don't click on the ad. You didn't pay for the visitor, but it lowered your click-through rate. So what we want to do, you have to look at it this way. There is a population of people searching for what you sell. There is a subpopulation of those people who will actually buy what you sell. You want to try to eliminate as many of those people who do not want to buy as possible before they even see your ad. If you could narrow down your keyword so well that your ad only shows up to somebody who is ready to buy now, then you would get huge click-through rates and very, very high conversion rates, 50 to 100% conversion rate. Obviously, that's not possible. But you can narrow down the list of people by removing as many people as you can who aren't interested in what you have to sell. And so if you have pet food, I'll keep using that example because it's pretty easy to understand, and you know it's expensive, then one of the negative keywords that you'll want to put in there is cheap or free or inexpensive, those kind of keywords. Now, a great way to research negative keywords is to use the AdWords keyword tool, because you're not going to be able to think of all of them yourself. You might be able to think of a few, but you're not going to be able to think of them all. So you open up the keyword tool. You type in your core keyword, and then there's one of the drop-down boxes that allows you to look at negative keywords. And what it does is it gives you a huge list of all the related keywords that contain the word pet food, and it allows you to see the words that are associated with it. So it might be discount pet food. And so then it has a little link that you click to add discount. You obviously don't want to add pet food to your negative keywords because you're bidding on that word. But you could add discount. And then you'll see pet food reviews. And since your site really isn't a review site, then you don't want people to find the idea. You don't want people to see your ad when they're looking for pet food reviews. Although you might think in your mind, well, that could be somebody that's interested. You're right, it could be. But it's going to decrease your click-through rate because it's not exactly what they're looking for. But we want to really target who sees you're at. So you might put in reviews or review, actually both, as negative keywords. And you keep doing this. You just keep going through the list and add as many as you can. The more you can add, the better you're off. In fact, you should try to add 50 to 100 of them, if not more. It shouldn't take you very long. You should probably be able to go through the list and within 10, 15 minutes have compiled a list of 50 to 100 negative keywords that you can put into your campaign that you don't want your ad showing for. So that way you can make sure that your click-through rate goes up. This is the secret that I use to get 3 to 5% click-through rates on my ads. Sure, the number of times that my ad is shown is reduced, but so what? If I could tell you, well, right now you're getting 1,000 visitors to your website and 10 of them purchase. Well, what if I could show you how to remove the 990 that don't purchase? Because no matter what you do, they're not going to buy. You might think, well, that would be dumb. I'd only be getting 10 visitors to my website. Then I'd say, yes, but you wouldn't be spending the money on those 990. You wouldn't be spending the bandwidth, and you wouldn't be spending the time and the effort to get those there. So you want to remove, you want to increase how many people actually turn into customers as much as you can, and you want to get rid of those who don't. That's the key here. Show the ad to those who are most likely to want to purchase. And don't show it to those who won't. That's a waste of your time and your money. And as I said before, the higher your click-through rate, the higher the position you'll have your ad and the lower your cost per click. So you'll actually spend less money and get more high-quality traffic by doing this. So get as many negative keywords as you can, and then you're going to add those to the campaign. And you do that when you go to campaign settings. When you're actually looking at your campaign, there's a link that says edit campaign settings. Add the keywords there. Don't add the negative keywords there. Don't add them to the keyword list, because that way it'll use it for all the different ad groups that you ever make. You don't have to keep duplicating them. So the next question is, well, how much do you bid? Well, there's two ways to look at how much to bid, and this really depends on how much money you have to spend. I like to bid the minimum possible. And there's a minimum for every keyword. Google AdWords will say you can't bid any less than this much on a keyword. To find out what that minimum is, just set your bid to 5 cents. And then Google will say certain of your keywords are inactive because your bids are too low. And you say, okay, view those keywords, and it'll tell you you need to bid 20 cents for this one, 25 cents for this one, 15 cents for this one. And you just click the button that says set it to this. And so you set those individual keywords to the minimum amount that they want in order to show your ad. That's the way I like to do it, because it minimizes my costs and it allows me to cut my costs back. However, the other viewpoint that I've seen people do, and they say it works for them, is to set it much higher than you would want to. And that way it gets it higher in the ad position, because the higher your bid, the higher it is listed in all the other ads, which gets you a higher click-through rate, which gets you a lower cost per click in the long run. And once you get a lot of clicks, you can then drop your cost per click, and it helps to get your average cost or click-through rate up at the beginning. I can see how that would work, but it would cost you a lot of money at first. So my suggestion to you is to bid the minimum possible. You may have to increase your bids over time if you notice that something's just not getting any traffic because it's always an ad position number 20. That's just a place where it doesn't get a lot of exposure. Maybe you need to increase it. But start with the minimum, and that way it decreases the amount of risk that you have in this. The next thing is you need to set your daily budget as high as you can. If you can afford to spend, let's say you have $500 that you can put into this campaign, set your daily budget to $500. Sure, it might get all blown in one day, but then by the next day you can check. Rarely will it, by the way. If you're just doing a few core keywords and you have all these negative keywords, you most likely won't be able to spend enough. You'll most likely be spending $10 to $100 per day. It could be more depending on your market, but that's what I typically see. Set your daily budget high so you can maximize how much your ad is shown and also how much traffic you can get, because this is a test at first. You want to see what your conversions are going to be like and how much you can improve them and everything. Now, you need to get a pen and paper if you don't already have one, because it's a few campaign settings you're going to edit. So when you're looking at the campaign, you click on Edit Campaign Settings, and there's a bunch of different options. There's three things that you want to change that are by default what you don't want them to be. First, there's one called Delivery Method. Set it to Accelerated. And the other one just kind of spreads it out through the day. You don't really care. Set it to Accelerated so it sends you as much traffic as it can. The second one that you want to change says add serving. And one of them is optimize and one of them is rotate. You want it to rotate. What they'll do, if you create three different ad variations, is they'll rotate them for you, and then as soon as one of them starts to get a better click-through rate, it'll automatically show that one more, and it will show the other ones less. That's great, except that you're going to do that yourself. So you want them to be more evenly rotated so you can make sure that the numbers are really good. The last thing you want to change is the content network is by default checked. You want to uncheck that. And Google will say, are you sure you want to uncheck this? We can just charge a different amount for it. You want to turn it off. Later, you might want to turn it on. Although I suggest that you start a new campaign that just does the content network. The reason you want that off is because the content network, what that means is your ad is shown on other people's websites, not just on Google AdWords. That's great for more traffic later on once you've found some winning keywords. But at first, it'll drastically lower your conversion, your click-through rates, because those don't get clicked on as often. The ones in the search engine get clicked on more often. So turn off content network at first. Once you find winning keywords, you can start a new campaign, and I suggest starting a new one, with those keywords, and then turn off search and only turn on content network. And that way, that campaign can run, and you can do your tests with that one, and it won't hurt your click-through rate for your main campaign, which is working really well. And then once you're finished all of that, just repeat it with another core keyword. If you're doing pet food, then say, okay, what about dog food? Create another landing page that's specifically for dog food, because if that's what they're searching for, give them that. Don't show them pictures of cats and dogs, just dogs. And repeat the whole process. Maybe take your dog food and make dog food, whatever it might be, and create all your variations. Create your ad, because this way your ad can actually say dog food. It doesn't have to say pet food, so it can show exactly what they're looking for. And you just keep doing this. And you create maybe two or three at first. And within a day or two, if you're not getting a lot of traffic, create a bunch more. Because then it just, the wider you spread your net, the more traffic you can get. And then over time, over a week, you should be able to see, actually within 4 to 7 days usually, sometimes even less, you should be able to have your results of which keywords are doing what you can. And just be careful to not go over what you can afford to do. Because like I said at the beginning, not very hard to spend a lot of money with Google AdWords. I'm going to check to see if there's any questions, and then I'll continue on. Okay, none so far. So hopefully that means that this is nice and clear. Okay, so you've got your campaigns going. A week has passed, and you've started to collect results. You're not happy with those results. They're not as high as you'd like them to be. Your cost per click is still where it is, and click-through rate still hasn't really gone up. Maybe you're getting a 0.5%, or maybe you've achieved 1%. That's good, but you want to improve it. Your conversion rates and your landing page are not doing so well, even though you optimized it as much as you could. So how do we improve these results? Because you don't want to just scrap it. You have very valuable data now. You need to improve it. And you're going to try to improve it for some time before giving up, because most of the time it just takes one little thing, and then the whole campaign will become profitable. And you just have to be able to be willing to put the time into it. Sometimes I'll turn off campaigns because I can see that they have potential, but I just don't have the time to put into improving them. So that's a shame that I have to do that sometimes, but it's just it's part of business. You have to decide where you're going to put your time into. But if you're doing AdWords, make sure you have the time to improve the results. So let's talk about three things: how to increase click-through rate, how to lower your cost per click, and how to increase conversion rates. We've already talked about this basically, but let's talk about it in more detail. Now, how to lower cost per click, we've already talked about. You raise your click-through rate, or you lower your cost per click manually, which doesn't always work if you already have it starting at the minimum. So let's talk instead about how to increase your click-through rate and how to increase your conversion rates. So the first point, how to increase your click-through rate. The first thing I'll say is spend more time customizing each ad according to the core keyword of the ad group. So tweak more ads. In fact, one other thing that you can do is write better ads. Now you might be thinking, well, how do I write a better ad? I try to do my best. Well, you look at the market, type in your keywords and some variations in Google, and look at some other people's ads and imitate the ones that you think are good. And so you can, especially if you use software, if you go to adninja.com or theadninja.com, theadninja.com, it's software that you can subscribe to that will actually monitor your competition to see which ones stick around. Because those that stick around, must be profitable, or they're just not very smart for leaving something up there that's just eating out their money and not giving them any money back. So most likely things that last for more than a week or two are profitable or somewhat profitable. So use those examples. Look at them. How are they doing? And write variations of those and then split test the ads. Just keep adding more ads. Remove the ones that have low click-through rates and keep trying to beat your best ad. That's just simple split testing. I have two ads running or three ads running. This one's getting a 2% click-through rate. This one's getting a 1%. And this one's getting a 0.5%. Usually it'll be closer than that, though. So I'll get rid of the two that are 1 and 0.5%, and I'll write a new ad and try to beat the 2% one. And if it beats it, I get rid of the 2% one. If it doesn't beat it, I get rid of that one. And I keep doing this to try to write better ads and keep optimizing that. And don't be afraid to look different. Sometimes if your ad stands out from the most or from the rest, in fact, most of the time when your ad stands out from the rest, it'll gain you more attention and it'll get more clicks, which of course will lower your cost per click, raise your position, get you even more attention, and get you more money. So that's what we're aiming for. Another way to increase your cost per or your click-through rate is to decrease the number of people that see your ad that you don't want to see your ad, which we already talked about, which is negative keywords. So use more keywords. Delve even deeper. Add another 100 negative keywords to your campaign. Get rid of even more people. There's always going to be people that see your ad who are not interested. So the more of those people we can eliminate, the better our click-through rate will be, which of course results in lower cost per clicks. Another way to increase your cost per or your click-through rate is to use even better keywords. A pet food might be too generic, so you might find that dog food works better. So you might find that your pet food campaign is just not going to work, and so you need to stick to dog food and cat food and rabbit food and have those as separate campaigns that you're running or separate ad groups that you're running and work more with those than your general core keyword. And, of course, you can always try doing the opposite, which is set your cost per click really high to get the higher click-through rate at first and then lower it to match your budget. But like I said, that can work, but it can be risky and will eat through your budget a lot faster, limiting how much you can test with AdWords and kind of your limit to how much you're willing to work with it before you give up on it because you just don't have the money to continue. So that's some ways to increase your click-through rate. Now, the other question is, how do you increase your conversion rates? Well, this is done through lots of different ways, but mainly there's two components. One is your landing page optimization. So the squeeze page or the sales page, you can drastically increase your conversion rates there once you get people to that page. And also by creating customized landing pages like we asked or like we talked about, which is by keyword and by your ad group for AdWords specifically. And you can split test like crazy all you want on the landing pages. Don't give up easily on that. But there's another way that you could do it. And once again, and one way to increase conversion is by decreasing the number of people who come to your website in the first place. Now, before I tell you what this will most likely lower your click-through rates, which is something that we don't want to do too often, but it may really help to increase your conversion rates and help you make more money. I'd rather have a lower click-through rate and be profitable than have a high click-through rate and have a really low conversion rate. And the way that you can do this is you do what's called a negative qualifier in the actual ad text. I'll give you an example. Your ad text might say, great pet food. Shop online for great pet food. And that's a bad ad, but let's just say that was a good ad. That's one that you have running right now. And your conversion rates are a little too low to be profitable. So instead you can say, great pet food, buy a bag of pet food for $500. And remember we were talking about how the fact that your pet food's expensive. That, of course, is really expensive. And so people will see that ad, and they'll say, $500? No thanks. And they won't even click on it. And then those who really do want to make that purchase will see the price, $500, and say, okay, that's a good price for good quality pet food. And they click on the ad, and they're more qualified, so your conversion rates will go up. So you're eliminating those people who would get afraid of the price in the first place. Now, you don't always want to do that. You really need to test it to make sure that that's worth it, because that'll lower your click-through rate, obviously, which is what you're trying to do. You're getting less people to your landing page in the hopes of getting more high-quality people. You can also specify the type of customer. If it's for women only, then put that, for women only. That way, men won't click on it, or most men won't click on it. Or if it's a business opportunity, you might want to put the words work involved. You know, this takes 3 months to see profits. and that'll get rid of the people who are looking for the 24-hour method. You know, I want to make money within 24 hours. How can I do it? And then you're like, oh, bother, you know, leave, because you're not going to be able to do that here. So you've already paid for that click. They come to your page, and then they realize that they can't make money within 24 hours, and they leave. Why not tell them that before they click on the ad? You can use the words buy or purchase or shop, and people will automatically realize that they have to make a purchase. So the freebie seekers won't click. And anything else that qualifies the customer. Now, the warning here is the more negative qualifiers you put in an ad, the less clicks you get, lowering your click-through rate, which is the opposite of what we want to do. But sometimes it's worth it. Would you rather have a 3% click-through rate and a 1% conversion rate, or a 1% click-through rate and a 3% conversion rate? Now, you might be thinking, well, hold on, these numbers are all kind of jumbling up in my head. If you had a 3% click-through rate and a 1% conversion rate, then that means that for every 100 clicks, you get a customer. And you're getting 3% of the people who see your ads to click. But if you have a 1% click-through rate and a 3% conversion rate, then for every 100 people that come to your website, you make 3 sales. But you get less traffic. In fact, you get 3 times less traffic, but 3 times more sales, which works out to the same number of sales as the other one. So if you have a 3% click-through rate and a 1% conversion rate, and or you have a 1% click-through rate and a 3% conversion rate, you'll get the same number of sales. Okay, that's it. You'll equal the number of sales. If you sit down and do the math, you'll figure it out. However, with a 3% click-through rate, you're costing you more. It's costing you 3 times as much. So you're spending 3 times less and getting the same number of sales. So obviously it's more important to get high conversion rates than to get high click-through rates. Hopefully that makes sense. So sometimes you need to sacrifice some of your click-through rate in order to increase your conversion rates. And if you're willing to do that, then you see even more profit with it. Of course, you're going to have to test it to find out where the numbers work the best for you, because you don't want to lower your click-through rate so much that you lose sales and it's still not profitable, or it's, you know, it's profitable, but you hardly get any traffic anyway, so it doesn't make you that much money. But negative qualifiers are a great way to do that. They're not always necessary, but they do always help to increase conversion rates. They will almost always increase your conversion rate, but they will definitely decrease your click-through rate as well, so you have to make sure you find a good balance. So those are the main things: how to increase click-through rates, lower your cost per click, and increase your conversion rates. So what do you do after all that? You've improved your results. You're starting to get good results. You're making a profit with Google AdWords now. What do you do next? Well, you just repeat. Create more landing pages. You create more ad groups. You create more negative keywords. You keep doing it. You just over and over again. And within a short amount of time, within a couple of months, you can be getting a lot of traffic from AdWords and making good money from them as well. So that concludes the main training that we're going to cover for the Google AdWords. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open it up. If anybody has questions, just go ahead and put it in the Q&A form. We have one. Brian Cairns is asking, would you please review the 3 steps under edit campaign settings? Sure. There's 3 things that you want to change in the campaign settings. Just open it up really quickly. Okay, first one, delivery method should be accelerated. Delivery method accelerated. Ad serving should be set to rotate. So ad serving is set to rotate. Content network is turned off. The delivery method is accelerated. Ad serving set to rotate. And content network is turned off. Okay, so I got a question here from Mark McKenzie from before. Just give me a second to read it. It's a little long. Okay, so I think I've answered those questions, Mark, in the training that I gave today. If not, can you just specify exactly which questions you're still confused about, if you're on the call, hopefully. That one was there when I first started the call. Okay, I'm going to just wait another minute, and if anybody has any questions, go ahead and enter them in. Otherwise, finish the call. I'll answer as many questions as you want, but I know there won't be very many because we only have a handful of people on the call at this time of the day. Got about 30 more seconds. Any questions? Get about 10, 20 more seconds. Okay, doesn't look like there's any questions, so we're going to finish here. I thank everybody for their participation and also just for attending the call. The recording, of course, will be made available very soon. Okay, wish everybody the best of luck and have a great week.